Hello, and welcome back to my old Kentucky gnome, the only pod for Appalachian elves.
Wait, what are you doing? That's the wrong podcast.
Oh, I'm sorry, Steve.
That's okay. Welcome back to the Vinyl Word Podcast. As always, I'm Steve Beach.
And I'm Brian Mayer. Hello.
This has been a long time in waiting, I feel like. Like, we've gone an entire month without an episode.
Yeah, life is busy, man. I mean, yeah. Like, we've had people graduating, finishing school. We've had external commitments with family.
Yeah.
It's just been busy. But yeah. happy to be back.
Yep, me too. Yeah, but we don't do this for a living, because if we did, we would starve to death and lose our homes in a month. So this is why we do this, just for fun.
That's
as a hobby.
Such a bad idea.
Yeah, it would be. It very much would be. But yeah, it's good to be back. Good to be doing a new record this time. I did want to take a couple of minutes and just kind of talk about our podcast a little bit. We've been getting some feedback, actually, from a few people.
Which is awesome.
Which is pretty cool, yeah. But yeah, we put some of our episodes out on SoundCloud and gotten some feedback from there, too. So if you're listening on there, thank you for listening. There was also a comment on one of our very most recent episode. So this guy says, the banter back and forth during the original broadcast reminds me of the Mystery Science Theater 3000. I just want to take a minute to address that. I take that as a compliment, and mm-hmm. as I'm sure you do too.
I do very much.
But I don't want people to think that we're trying to mimic or copy Mystery Science Theater. I mean, we very much enjoy, if we were a band, we wouldn't be like a tribute band, like playing the Beatles music.
Right.
We would just say that we're inspired by,
uh-huh.
you know, with our own music.
Right.
So I just want to clarify that.
Right. It wouldn't be Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. It would be Larry in the Sea with Sapphires or something.
No, it's still, it wouldn't even be that. It wouldn't even be that. But, you know, if you're listening to us and you enjoy that type of humor, obviously you're continuing to listen, so thank you. But just know, you know, we're not trying to copy somebody else, even though we're very much inspired by Joel and Mike and all the others and stuff. And we enjoy watching those now, even old ones and new ones,
yes,
too.
Yes, I am a shameless nerd who actually owns all of the episodes. So, like,
there you go.
It is a natural comparison. But yeah, like, we appreciate it. We hope you guys are listening and just enjoying it without thinking too much of, oh, they're trying to fit into a box.
Right. We're not. We don't have puppets. We're not pretending we're in space or anything like that.
Yeah, well, I guess. So, and so Steve got some feedback. I got a little bit of feedback, too, that I wanted to respond to.
Yeah, there was kind of a little bit of negative,
yeah,
I think.
Well, like, I'm not sure. But there were two common things that people asked me. One is, I want to just remind people that my parents were married at the time of my birth.
Okay.
And the second thing that people asked, it's physically impossible, and it also hurts my feelings a little bit. So maybe we can be a little more positive next time. So, but I'm happy that you're at least responding.
You're at least listening and responding.
Yeah, so we got a floor.
Some feedback. Hey, there we go.
We can build.
We can raise the bar a little bit.
Please.
But yeah, so our new record, you've got that there, Brian.
Yep, I do. Ethel Barrett and tells true to life missionary stories.
Yeah, it's not Ethel Merman.
Nope. And Hollywood. I know, you'll be swell. although she does kind of look like Ethel Merman a little bit.
Yeah, she does.
This record is from 1966, Steve. Gospel Light Publications. And this is a record that would have been played in the 60s and 70s to a youth group. And the one that we are listening is for preschoolers specifically. And you're going to hear some interesting stuff. You're going to hear some sped up record play that I think is supposed to sound kind of like the Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Yes, kind of.
But like, it's just...
Well, like, this is low-grade technology.
Yeah.
Like, back in the day.
Yeah, like, they literally just sped up the tape to incomprehensible. So, like, there's nothing to actually benefit from trying to hear it.
Yeah. There's also some descriptions that would probably not fit today.
No.
Of children.
Yeah, like, well...
Yeah, we'll just leave it at that.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
All right, well, Steve, without further ado, let's drop the needle and get going.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. It's a beautiful day for a baseball game, folks.
Once there was a little lame boy, and he lived in a faraway
there's the first one.
Called Congo. Yep. He lived in a little town where all the houses were made of mud, and the roofs of the houses were made of leaves.
And they were built by the three little pigs.
And skipped and played in the meadows and watched the funny monkeys hopping.
Is she going to call him the lame boy the whole time, Steve?
Oh, I hope not.
Parrots fly about and scold.
What do you think his name was?
Matt?
And what
maybe?
With the birds and the
you
monkeys
were so
and
mean.
The mothers and the
I'm just
fathers
thinking.
And the children.
Oh.
My.
Yep. There we go. And we slowed this down, folks. It's absolutely filthy.
It is.
But the little lame boy couldn't hop and skip and play in the meadow.
I guess she
but
is.
Watch the monkeys yep. and birds like the other
We also
children.
Have an announcer who's politically
no,
incorrect.
He had to stay in bed on his mat all the time because
yeah.
he couldn't walk.
Yeah, he couldn't
his
walk, so his eyes
crooked,
couldn't work.
And his legs
That's
were
the way lame works.
And he not only couldn't walk, he couldn't even sit up.
His mind was
and
crooked. His motives were crooked.
And forever the rest of his whole life, except that one day he heard something that made him get right up on his elbow.
It was a shotgun.
What is that, he wondered.
And why was he only
and
up
he
on one elbow,
the
Steve? Because he was
and
poor and they couldn't
to
afford
outside.
Two.
What is that? He called to his sister, and she called back from outside the house. It's a big truck. It's
oh,
a
it's Gravedigger,
it's
the
right
monster
into
truck.
The village.
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday!
Sure enough, it was a big truck.
We'll sell you the whole seat, but you'll only need
the edge.
Closer it came, and closer, until it
got
right
the
in
house.
The middle of the village and stopped. And out of the truck came one missionary nurse, two missionary nurses, three missionary nurses.
Three missionary nurses.
You know what these missionary nurses did first thing? The first thing
they got
they
into their
did
positions,
was have Sunday
and then they
school,
started,
even
and they gave them meds.
Wasn't
yep.
Sunday. They sang songs.
They it called was, it Tuesday school.
Exactly. Top of the
and
first here, we got
pictures,
Miss Migsy on the mound.
While they were looking at pictures, one of the missionary nurses told them a story. She told them all
Do you know what
about
HMOs
the Lord
are?
Jesus and things he
We're going
did.
To teach you all
and
about
she
them.
She told them how Jesus made sick people get well again. And the little lame boy's sister listened. And
We're going
the teacher
to teach
told
you about
Jesus
pre-existing
made the blind
conditions.
Man see, oh. And how he made the lame man walk. And the little lame boy's sister listened. And then the teacher told them
Can
how
you
much
make my
Jesus
lame
loved
brother
them.
Less lame? He sucks.
And
he
after
tells
the story
lame jokes.
Was over, they sang again, and they learned a verse from the Bible.
They
Jesus
sang,
went about doing
out
good
for summer.
They learned. And then they all lined up, and the missionary nurses began to look
Taught
them
a
over
line dance.
To see if they were all well.
Ding, 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 ding. Grab your partner, yes. do-si-do.
The nurses looked down the children's throats and made them say, Ah!
Na-na-na-na! Na-na-na-na!
Why? Say it again. Ah! Ah!
Ah! And they all celebrated.
And then the nurses put medicine and bandages on their hurts, and they gave them pills, and the little lame boy's sister got
and
that, in line pills? With the rest
And that
of
was
the
beginning
children.
Of Big Pharma, folks.
And finally, it was her turn. And the nurse said, Now, little one, what do you have wrong with you? And where do you hurt?
Oh, where does it hurt?
I don't hurt anywhere.
Pretty much around the big bloody spots.
It's my brother who hurts. He hurts all over. Well, why doesn't he come to get help? Asked the nurse.
Because
he
hurts. He
can't. Said the
you don't listen very well.
He can't even walk. Not even a little bit.
Because I hit him with a baseball bat.
Do you suppose can
he
Jesus
stole my teddy bear.
Well, we'll see, said the nurse. We'll just go to see him as soon as we're finished. And
do you
we'll
know what
ask
his copay
the Lord
is?
Jesus to help us know what to do.
Has he met his
oh,
deductible?
Joy.
Is it
what
family
would
or
next?
Individual?
Bottle of the third. We have a Goldsmith up to
well,
bat.
The
He's
nurses
two for four today.
Went home with a little lame boy's sister is
he
what
does
happened
like to score.
Next. And as soon as they'd taken care of all the sick people, they went straight
Colin
to the
Buski
little
is pitching today,
house,
but oddly enough, he's not throwing many strikes.
Over,
Strange.
Very carefully. And the lame boy's father and mother watched, and his sister watched, and he watched too.
Bunch of
they
peeping toms.
All watched and waited.
I like to watch.
And finally, the missionary nurse said, Well, I can't.
Why are you all being
legs
so
better
weird?
By putting medicine or bandages on them.
Or
by giving him a pill. But I'll tell you what I can do. If you will let us put him in our truck and take him to the big hospital, Jesus will
the
help
big
our
hospital.
Missionary doctors
yeah, not
know
the little hospital.
Just how to make
that
him better.
One sucks.
Shouldn't they take all the children there to the big hospital?
And the
apparently
lame
not.
Boy's mother talked with the little lame boy's father, and they whispered and whispered together, and finally they turned to the nurse and they said,
did you know he was worth that much?
The mother said, we will let him go, the father said.
We have
said.
To take this deal,
and
Martha.
The sister said, oh, goody! Just like
can
that.
He leaves, can I have his room?
Oh, the little lame boy was happy.
Did you get the feeling she's taken vocal lessons from
and
the lady from the Love
happy.
Shack from the
B-52s?
Love Shack,
too.
Baby Love Shack.
Oh,
bottom of the fourth, Maddox up to bat. He's one for two today with one home run.
The little lame boy's clothes and the mother's clothes. For yes, she was going along too.
I'm leaving you, Harold.
And at last they were ready. And they put the little lame boy and his mother into the truck, and everybody said goodbye. And the big truck started.
Bye-bye!
And so away long. They went, over the fields and up and down the hills. The little lame boy
bounced around in the back of the truck.
The doctors who loved the Lord Jesus
Ow, this hurts. This isn't helping. This is making it worse.
Good thing he's lame, they said. And they laughed.
Finally, the truck came up to the hospital.
They didn't even stop. They just slowed down and threw him out the side.
Oh, no.
The hospital lifted the little lame boy out of the truck and carried him into the hospital.
Where do you want him?
And put him, whoops, into a hospital bed.
Put him, whoops,
and
on the sidewalk.
And he found himself in a great big room with lots of other beds and lots of other children.
Making electronics for Americans.
And the doctors came and looked and felt and shook their hands.
The story so bad.
Whispered to each other. And looked again. And
let's make a break for it tonight, 9 o'clock.
Little lame boy, we are going to talk together and ask Jesus to help us know how we can make you better.
Right after I have a cigarette.
I have a name.
Oh,
you be quiet, little lame boy.
They took pictures of his poor little crooked legs, and they
and then
put
they
him
gave
to
him
sleep
a hat.
And made his crooked legs all straight again.
They changed
then they
the
put
lighting
him to sleep again and made his.
Do you have social
straight.
Media here? No.
Now,
good.
Now, of course, this all took a long, long time.
I've been working
finally,
on some new TikToks. Get over here, lamey.
And the little lame boy's mother went home, and the little lame boy stayed at the hospital.
She forgot
and rested
all about him.
Rested
it
in
took
bed,
2 hours.
Waiting to get strong again.
That hospital's a long way
and
away.
While he was resting.
Good thing it wasn't a vet hospital.
Him to move his
a worse
legs.
Hospital. Oh no!
And they told him stories about Jesus. And they let him color pictures of the stories.
Did they learn about
Jesus.
Jim Caviezel then?
And he
so.
Learned things he had never heard before.
Oh, I
don't
want to know.
I never knew there were books about Jesus. Oh, yes, said the nurses. We have books about Jesus that were sent from way
they're printed on this neat
ocean.
Thing called paper. You don't know about that because you live in a mud hut.
Boy, they sure
and people buy them from us so we can buy private
they
jets.
They sure do.
And gold chairs.
Said the nurses.
I need
and
to be closer to God.
That the Lord Jesus loved him too. And he listened.
I'm a sinner.
And then one day he said, I love Jesus too. I love him more and more and better every day.
I love him more than anybody else.
That's wonderful, said the nurses.
I've learned it's a competition, and I'm going to win.
Because it was Jesus who helped us to make you well. Well? But was the little lame boy well? Was he really well? He was soon
sometimes
going to find
I feel
out.
Like I am looking at the world.
Bottom of
the
fifth now. Maddox is up to bat. He's 1-for-3 today for the Reds.
One day, the doctors and nurses told the little lame boy he could sit up. And
sit up!
Tried,
do it!
They also had him fill out
and
forms.
He tried. And he tried. And finally, he, sat
got one
right
out.
Up in bed. Then one day
and the nurse came in and grabbed the bedpan.
He could stand up. And he tried.
He was so constipated, it sounded like a quarter hitting the ground.
And he tried.
As she got choked.
Stood right up on his
he fell and got a concussion.
then one day...
Well, we all should have seen that coming.
Walk! And he tried... And he tried...
I'm always looking for a good fart joke. This is it, right here.
And finally, he... Oops! Took one step, and oops! Took another step, and oops! Took another
here he
step
comes,
until he
just
was
walking down the street, singing
do-wa-di-da-di-da-dum-di-di-do. And then, finally came the day when his mother and his father
the lame boy
and
could
his
walk,
sister came
but he was still
and to
lame.
Take him back home again. Oh, that was a good day.
Bottom of the sixth, the Homer's up to pitching today. Has a 2.3 ERA.
They got his clothes ready, and the nurses got the truck ready, and the little lame boy who wasn't lame
back
anymore
that truck up.
Walked right out that hospital
called Dennis
door
Anderson
and
for the grave digger.
The steps and up to the truck, and they were all set to go. And then the little lame boy said, "Wait!
Stop! In the name of
I want to go and walk first," he told his mother and his father and his
I'm
sister.
Tired of everybody calling me lame.
I want to show
lame.
You something. And
do I have a name?
Waited,
yes, lame
and
boy.
The nurses waited, and the truck waited.
Can I know it?
They
no,
all
lame boy.
Until the little
it's
lame
French.
Boy
we'll call you La May.
Took his mother and his father and his sister for a walk.
And his cousin and his aunts
and
his
walked,
grandparents.
And they walked right over to a little
their house.
Building right on the
turns
hospital
turns out it was
grounds,
right next door.
And it was fixed up
they didn't
like
need
a church
after all.
And when they got inside, the little lame boy told them, "I learned all about the Lord Jesus while I was at the hospital," he said. "The nurses all told me about him."
I also learned about Cobra.
The Lord Jesus
did you know it's more than just a snake?
Make me well again.
It's a type of health coverage that you have to pay all the premiums for.
The common thing is, they both can kill you.
Yes. I want to thank the Lord Jesus right
they
now.
They both involve snakes, but only one is literal.
And, I want to tell him I love him.
Oh,
too.
Time for a seventh inning stretch. Get up, get your popcorn, a hot
we
dog, and we're going
to
sing the old baseball
too,
game.
Said his father. Yes, we want to tell him
take
that we love
me
him,
out
too,
to the
said his mother. Game. And his sister said, me too. And they did.
Can I go first?
They thanked Jesus.
Shut up, sister.
And told him they loved him right then and there.
And the Reds pull it out for 4-3 in the bottom of the ninth.
Don't you?
Thanks for coming out to the ball game today.
Sending missionaries to faraway places to make boys and girls well again. And remember the verse that the nurse taught the children. Jesus went about.
Always pay your debts.
Good.
And stuff.
Ball game. Wow, there was so much wrong with that record.
You know, it seems like we say this about every record from the 60s.
I know.
Like, I'm looking forward to the next side.
Yeah, what's the other story called?
The Corn That Wouldn't Grow. Yeah.
The Corn That Wouldn't Grow.
And it's even less exciting than it sounds.
I was going to say, yeah. Yeah, it's not real exciting either. Well, again, thank you guys for listening, as always. I'm so excited that we're starting to get more people that listen to our podcast, which is exciting. And people from other countries, it's funny to look at the place where we host our podcast has statistics. And, of course, United States is the biggest one, but we have a faithful following of people in Germany, Brian. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Guten Tag, yeah. No, it's more Swedish or something. But anyway, it's interesting. So if you're listening in Germany, hey, drop us an email. Let us know, how you found out about us, because that would be good to know.
Yes, I'm pretty curious. Looking forward to just getting more and more listeners. Our goal for doing this is to just give you guys a quick in, quick out, and an enjoyable listen. We want to be like the Cool Ranch Doritos of podcasts. We right. want you to open it up, eat a small serving of chips, and be like, that's good.
Pretty good, right.
But you don't want to do that for 2 hours.
Eat like 3 bags of Doritos.
Yeah, you also don't want us as a whole meal. So, we want to be get in, get out, and just be good. And right. That's all we're looking for. We want to be enjoyable to listen to. We want you to smile.
provide some laughs on your way into work or way back from work, right? You're running errands.
Yeah. So,
just,
you know,
have a good time.
And if you got some feedback or you got a weird, weird record, let us know. We'd be more than happy to eviscerate it in the nicest way possible.
Right. Yeah. You can always contact us at vinylwar22@gmail.com.
Yep. And I want to thank you guys for listening. And as a reminder, not all vinyl should be collected. Thank you.